today, January 21st, 2018, on this day in history, 1793, during the French Revolution, King Louis XVI, condemned for treason, was executed on the guillotine. On this date in 1915, the first Kiwanis Club dedicated to community service was founded in Detroit. On this date in 1954, the first atomic submarine, the USS Nautilus, was launched. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Freedom of the press. What does that mean today? At one time, it meant that the press had a protected status to be the watchdogs of the government and our politicians, to be neutral in their oversight of the news and politics, and to keep the people informed and the politicians honest. Sadly, today, the national news is nothing more than a political puppet with a corrupt, one-sided liberal progressive agenda. We can no longer trust or believe the media, but we can put our trust in Jesus Christ. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon. And remember, it's worth the ride.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sovereign Minds! It's Sunday once again, and today is January 21st, 2018, and my name is Mark Kent. See, just, you can't even stop yourself, can you?
Nope.
Gotta get, you know?
Hey, you don't even know what I was laughing about. You're like the kids. You got a guilty conscience or something over there, you know? Somebody laughs and... Hey,
we're on the radio. We're on the air. You're not supposed to be over in the corner snickering constantly. Good grief. I have to do something here. I'm here in the studio with my sister Linda, who does all the snickering and the heavy lifting.
Good morning. We're just happy people.
Yeah, that's a good thing, though. I'm also here in the studio with Bob Martin, our trusted producer, soundboard operator, all around good guy.
Good morning, Mark and Linda, and good morning to Red Smith.
Good morning.
Red Smith, who's... Should I?
Nah.
I'm not sure what that means.
Sound like Frankenstein there, you know. Would you like a cigarette? Would I light you some? Wait till it starts to glow red.
It's glowing now.
We are streaming worldwide on the Planet Daily, standing for truth, justice, and the American way. And you can go to the chat room at kcnr1460.com or call in at 530-605-4567. Or you can friend me on Facebook at Sovereign Minds. A lot of stuff going on there.
God, there's a lot going on everywhere.
This is definitely a target-rich environment. The news cycle's great because you got nothing but total BS on the airs.
And it's like, on the TV.
It's like fun. It's like a BS contest now between, Clinton News Network and MSLSD. And, they're all, it's like, what are you guys, on drugs or something?
It's like a tale of two realities.
I'm telling you. You can't make half of this crap up that they're making up.
No.
But yeah, let's see. That's kind of weird.
Leave it to them, though. They don't have a problem. They've got it all figured out.
They can make it up.
Obviously, they are making it up. So there goes that theory right out the window, they're making up so much of it that it's like...
They can't keep up with it themselves.
I know. It's like a liar that tells lies constantly and then tries to remember all the lies that they told before.
What a tangled web we weave.
Huh?
They're not good at it.
They're not.
No.
They're like, it's like the Marx Brothers or something, you know? They should give them little horns every time they talk. You know, I mean.
Well, they never said criminals were smart.
Up next, State of the Nation with Laurel and Hardy.
Exactly. It is insane what's going on out there, you know? I mean, are they covering any real news? I mean, what was the last week? You know, I mean, the guy's coming on. Well, he's got a cardiac problem. He's due for a heart attack.
Is that a threat?
It's like, did you ever examine him? Well, no.
That's beside the point.
You know, the one that I love this week is, you know how they were hitting the president on his mental competency and he took that mental competency and cognitive test?
Yeah.
Well, there was this group of reporters
started attacking
the test.
And then none of them passed.
A kindergartner could pass this. And they all flunked.
They all failed. Every single one of them. Only one even got one. There was one of them that only missed one.
Yeah.
You know, but the rest of them are like, you know, they're like, you're right, it's like second graders.
The guys that are making up these stories and these decisions just prove themselves incapable of cognitive thought.
Yeah, and Trump aces it.
Yeah.
You know, but he's obviously incompetent and probably marginally, has Alzheimer or something. Mm-hmm. Even though, gee, the guy sort of made himself into a billionaire. Owns Trump Tower, biggest real estate mogul in the world, probably. Mm-hmm. Got to be president, ran against how many guys? 18 guys, and they all, But he's
obviously a raving lunatic.
He's obviously a raving lunatic. Well, that actually could be true because anybody who wants to be president, you almost have to be a lunatic. Let's see, I'm going to give up my fat, cushy, life of being a real estate mogul that I can do whatever I want, golf anytime I want, have as much money as I want to spend, and now I'm going to become an instant target by running into, going into politics and running for president so that, I can deal with these fake, incompetent, degenerate, communist, leftist news agencies that have...
You are fake news.
Yeah, those guys.
Them guys, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be them.
You know, there's one thing that Chuck Schumer said all week that's correct, and that is that Donald Trump is a destructive force.
Yeah, to their fake crap and, mm-hmm. and to their agendas. These guys are imploding, you know. This is fun to watch. It really is. I mean...
At this point, it's like watching kittens blow up.
it's so funny to watch these guys because, you know, wow, he takes two scoops of ice cream instead of one. He's obviously Hitler.
He wanted more ice cream than everybody else.
He's a tyrant.
Terrible.
Terrible man. Stalin. It's like, yeah, Ben and Jerry and Stalin. You know, they're going to come out with a new flavor, you know. Trump's tyrant.
Tyranny.
Trump. Trump's tyrant. Tiramisu.
Yeah.
I mean, you know. What a it's a freak show.
You better be careful. They will come out with something like that. You're giving them ideas, you know.
It's a freak show. I mean, Yeah. Oh, stop it. You know, I mean, so.
You know, the one that I'm really waiting for, and it's kind of personal for me, is I cannot wait for the train to smack Dianne Feinstein and Nancy Pelosi. I can't wait to watch those two just get run over.
You know, I'm kind of hoping that, you know, they sort of end up in jail.
That works for me,
or prison, you know, something like that.
I thought they were going to take a boat ride.
When is somebody going to start asking questions about Dianne Feinstein and her husband and the billions that they have made off government land deals?
And you know, this big FISA memo, I want to know whose name's all over this thing that is going to come out. Because I think...
suddenly all the Democrats are running around watching, what's FISA?
What's a FISA court?
Yeah. I can't pass the test!
Oh, man, I'm telling you, these guys...
Oh, the American people don't need to see that.
No, that's, wow.
Is this a trick question for me?
Yeah, it's like, it's like, wow, you know. In fact, I was looking at one of the things. What's his name? The one guy on the left. You know, it's hard to keep track of these leftist idiots, but Adam Schiff doesn't want a FISA memo release because he thinks Americans are too stupid to understand it. Boy, that's a great election slogan.
Is that like the guy from Obama's healthcare team that said, well, we needed the stupidity of the American people to pass Obamacare?
Yeah. What's his name?
Emanuel?
Even Grunded or what's...
I don't know.
Shit, I can't... Excuse me. I can't think of his name. Something G. Mm-hmm. Grunder. Thanks, Bob.
This brief pause brought to you by Mark Kent's vocabulary.
And we've just begun.
Well, at least it's not, we're not talking about, you know,
be careful.
Sheets that have holes in them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, that one?
Yeah, holy sheets.
The sheet holes?
Yeah. Yeah. Let's not push the envelope.
Because it's like, I was listening to Bill Whittle, and it's like, yeah, the beep, 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 beep. Anyway, I think Adam Schiff's campaign slogan ought to be, Americans are too stupid to vote for me.
Yeah. That works. Vote for me, you're dumb.
Yeah. Wow.
Or not.
Unbelievable the crap that's being thrown around, you know. And all this so that we can keep illegal alien dreamers and throw everybody else under the bus.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yep.
Mm. Yeah, I don't.
Why is it that the only people that are bothered by the government shutting down is the Democrats? Nobody else is bothered.
I'm thinking like this is a vacation, quite frankly. I mean, I want the military guys to get paid, and there's some bad things about it. But at the same time, it's like, you know, Chris was showing. He posted something on Facebook. He's like, yeah, I can see Mount Lassen from my house still, even though the government is shut down.
I remember the last government shutdown, and I can't remember what it, but there was this gal that was running a blog, you know, of how terrible the shutdown was, and it was like hour 36 of the shutdown. Internet and power still working, but I don't know for how long. It was this whole series.
I'm in my safe room.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
I think there's still movement outside.
The lights are still on at the Walmart. But those may be zombies down there.
Unbelievable. Then they came out this morning. They posted it was a little, you know, that little Hitler thing they do a takeoff with where mm-hmm. he's in the bunker, you know, and they've done it with a bunch of different stuff. Now they're doing one for the Bundys and the Hammonds.
That was good this morning.
That was really good, yeah. So, anyway, let's go to a break and come back and regroup.
We do have a caller on the line. Do we want to take the caller before
she seems to have dropped off.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, I guess we'll go to a break. Mary. Call back, Mary.
Call back, Mary, and we'll get you on as soon as you come back.
And if you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
Grew up dreaming of being a cowboy and loving the cowboy ways.
pursuing the light of my high-riding egos. I burned up my childhood days. I learned all the rules of a modern-day drifter. Don't you hold on to nothing too long. Just take what you need from the ladies that lead them with the words of a sad country song. My heroes have always been cowboys, and they still are, it seems. Sadly in search of one step and back of themselves and their slow-moving dreams. Cowboys are special, with their own brand of misery, being alone too long. To die from the cold in the arms of a nightmare, knowing well that your best days are gone.
In Reading alone, a property crime is committed every 2.5 hours. That's 3,837 in 2016. That includes burglary, larceny, and vehicle theft. If your business has plants, keep them in planter boxes with sides at least 4 feet high. By making the boxes raised very narrow and allowing plants to grow over them, it makes them difficult to both hide in or sit on for long periods of time. This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
County Supervisor Les Baugh here, reminding you to get your tickets for the annual Cottonwood Community Park Crab Feed, January 27th at the Cottonwood Community Center. It's all you can eat, fresh crab, homemade clam chowder, salad, bread, dessert, and coffee. No host bar at 5 p.m., dinner served at 6. Now the tickets are just $45 and available in Cottonwood at Tri-Counties Bank and the Bean and Mercantile. Call Mary O'Keefe at 347-1230. Come on out, support the community center, and get your crabby on. We'll see you there.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
This is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. I'm excited to announce a new radio show I will be hosting live right here on KCNR 1460 beginning in January. Join me Wednesdays at 9 a.m. as I host Generations with Sharon Clark. Having been a part of the senior care industry since 2004, I want to share my knowledge and experience on this topic and others relating to healthy aging. I will discuss local resources and chat with guests to inform and educate you. So join me live at 9 a.m. starting in January as I host Generations with Sharon Clark right here on KCNR 1460 a.m.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
I found out, don't go.
That was a longer than usual break because we had to get to the part where Chevy Chase showed his sandwich to Christie Brinkley.
If you're not familiar with that, that's Holiday Road from National Lampoon's Vacation.
Well, and we are lampooning the government shutdown just a little bit.
Just a little.
Just a little bit, you know. I would say just a hair, but then, you know, I might be over the top. So, anyway, we're back. And do we still have a caller or is she gone?
She has never called back.
She has never called back. I feel hurt. And
she'll call back. It's okay.
Yeah, so the government shutdown is, you know, pretty much crap. I wish they would shut down the California Attorney General. I mean, they need to arrest this guy because...
Shut down all of California.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, California, this is a headline here, and this is from the Sacramento Bee. California AG threatens employers with prosecution if they help immigration sweep. Now,
can you read that one more time just to make sure?
I know. It's like, did I read it wrong? California Attorney General threatens employers with prosecution if they help immigration sweep.
I'm curious. What law do you get prosecuted under for following the law?
I am the attorney. Put them in prison. Swine hunt.
I'm very confused by that headline.
We've got Mary sure back on the words. Line. Good morning, Mary.
I feel so much better now.
Good morning. I'm having fun with you guys today.
Good.
It's snowing here. I'm just joking because of the profanities that I'm hearing.
You're not supposed to be hearing profanities if you're listening. Are you listening online or on the radio?
She must be online.
I'm on the radio. Who's got the button? I heard it.
Oh,
Bob does.
I know, but that's all right.
Oops.
That's all right. If my president say it, anybody can say it. We're still in a free country.
Well, at least we're not eating Tide Pods.
All right, well, there was one to my knowledge, and I bleeped it.
No, I didn't hear that one. Okay. My thoughts of all this stuff that's coming up, you know, with the Feinstein and the Pelosi, both of them are going to end up in the same retirement home. That'll be fun.
Yeah, but, long park.
I know. My thought, I went into a dead zone. That's why I had to hang up. So my thoughts are totally gone now.
Oh,
and,
wow.
Yeah, I know. There you go.
A government shutdown, and that's just fine. We'll play Holiday Road some more. And
I know.
Good to go.
I know.
Yeah. All right.
You just do what you got to do. Oh, yeah. We can't visit the White House while we're in shutdown. Oh, damn.
Oh, really?
I know.
I feel completely dejected.
What are we going to do now?
I'm still trying to figure out the downside.
That is our house. They shouldn't shut that down.
Well,
that's
you can still go on to the website. I'm looking at an executive order, so that's all I care about is that I can actually communicate. And I hope they're all taking a day off. I hope every agency in the government, other than maybe the military, is taking a day off. Quite frankly,
well, wouldn't that be nice? You know, another thing is I like to do on a day off, a Sunday or a Saturday, is go to the shopping centers that are really full. And when I hear somebody speak in a foreign language, I say, speak English. You're in the United States. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Thanks. Have a great day, Mary.
Thanks, Mary. Yeah, that's probably something wrong with that.
It's like that joke about the two terrorists. They're sitting in a Denny's down in Southern California, and they're talking about their plans, and one of them starts talking in Farsi. And his buddy goes, stop, you're in America now, you're in California now, speak Spanish. Oh, boy.
Excuse me.
Racist.
Well, let's see, what else have we got?
That might have been slightly an ethnocentric joke, yes.
You know, at this point, does anybody really care?
No, because it's true.
Yeah, I don't care.
But if you're talking to a government agency and you ask to get somebody that speaks English, they'll disconnect you most of the time.
Well, I'm still waiting for somebody to make the argument to me where the truth can be inherently racist.
I don't know. I think that the truth is the truth, and if you don't like it, then maybe you should just crawl into your house and drink some tea and eat a couple of Tide Pods and, you know...
Tide Pods.
Yeah. Watch the tide go out.
Yeah. Smoke now, some spice.
Now in pine scent.
Yeah. Yeah. Have some spice.
Yeah. That's not old spice anymore. It's all spice.
Exactly.
When all these kids smoking and eating Tide Pods, I'm not even going to tell you what the new Tide Pod craze is.
I don't have any idea because I really try not to eat detergent if I can help it.
Well, I love all the memes that was coming out. That one showed a radiator, and the meme just says, "My car's filled with Mountain Dew. Who knew?"
Yeah, that guy's going to be dead. Well, here's a breaking news story. Not really. It's just a news story. But Newsweek was raided by Manhattan District Attorney's Office. The headquarters of Newsweek. I wonder why.
Why? What did they do?
Raided the office of its parent company, on Thursday. So they raided them on Thursday and placed a $1.2 million federal tax lien against them. Not paying your taxes, eh?
They wouldn't do that.
Yeah. When you're part of the left-wing media, do you have to pay taxes?
Of course not. Especially if you're like Al Sharpton or something.
Yeah, isn't there a checkbox down in the form? Never mind, I'm a Democrat.
That's it.
Yeah.
So
somebody else is going to pay my taxes for me.
So, you know, maybe we're starting to see some sweeping executive order stuff, too. I'm going to post this today on the website over at Sovereign Minds at Facebook. Executive order blocking the property of persons involved in serious human rights abuse or corruption. Yeah.
I wonder who that's targeted at.
Did we hear this one on the news at all? I'm not even sure that anybody played this. Did they? By the authority vested in me as president, by the Constitution and the laws of the United States of America, including International Emergency Economic Powers, the National Emergency Act, Human Rights Accountability Act, Immigration and Nationality Act, excuse me, Section 301, Title 3 of the United States Code, that Donald Trump, President of the United States, find that prevalence and severity of human rights abuse and corruption that they have and their source, blah, 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 blah. In other words, you might want to read this. They just kind of missed this on the news that, you know, he can arrest and take all the property of anybody who is engaging in the government corruption or human trafficking or things like that. And, use the army to do it because he's declared it as a national emergency.
Yeah. Anybody smell anything in the wind?
I don't know. I mean, if this was Obama, we'd be freaking out because he'd be using it to take over the country. I'm not really sure I'm comfortable with it, but if they start closing down on human trafficking and, you know, getting some of these guys off the deal, you know, I mean, interestingly enough.
Well, I'm curious what is thought to be coming that could be that huge.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, this is true. This is true. I'm posting it right now. It comes off the White House website. And, I remember when Trump in the fall was going, you know, he's in that interview and they say, this is the calm before the storm. He's got all these guys around him and his family. Mm-hmm. And it's the calm before the storm.
Enjoy your Christmas.
And then all of the news media is like, hey, what do you mean? What's going on? You know, the calm before what storm?
Yeah, is it Korea? Is it what?
Yeah.
What
is it? You'll see. I think we're going to see something. I think we're going to see something pretty soon here that is going
maybe
to...
Maybe a real government shutdown.
Maybe this...
Boy, that would shake them up now, wouldn't it?
This memo that's coming out?
Yeah, the one that the Democrats are fighting tooth and nail to stop their American people from seeing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Look, he had two scoops of ice cream!
Yeah. That would be the memo that says that they actually obtained a FISA warrant based on a trumped-up dossier about Russian collusion that we now know that they paid to create.
Yeah, that one. And then they created this faux investigation on Trump so that they could try to, you know, basically pull a coup out from under him on the, you know, because they didn't get their Hillary in, who was basically you know, the witch, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, think about that for a second. I mean, this is like a soft coup, and they didn't come over. They weren't planning on taking over with guns. They were just going to take over.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
See anything
a lot
wrong?
Of people don't know that.
Is anything wrong with that?
We have a caller. We've got Andrew and Bernie on the line. Good morning, Andrew.
Hi, gang. Hi. Hey, arrests. I just can't wait. Article 1, Section 6, Clause 1, members of Congress are protected from arrest while in session. With government shutdown, are they in session or are they not?
I'm pretty sure that, no. Interestingly enough.
What if anyway, look it up. But another one I wanted to toy with and get this out there. Dan Bon Jovi, not the singer, but the Secret Service fellow.
Oh, yeah,
who ran for office.
Yeah, Bongino. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know you're talking
he
about.
He postulated an idea. How do you get and rein in the corrupt, lying press? Because what they're doing is lying to us, propagandizing and
absolutely.
So forth.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in our founding documents, the First Amendment details freedom of the press. So it's a very slippery slope. Agreed?
Yeah, I would agree with that.
I would actually make an argument about the determination of what they meant by freedom of the press, because at the time that language was written, they were referring to the printing press, not the press as journalists.
I wonder. Now, that's a technical idea I hadn't thought about. My or his idea, he postulated, it's not mine, this is his, is that since we all get our news and we're a consumer, we pay for it.
Right.
Be it through Dish Network or direct, or you buy the record crap light. You're a consumer at that point. And when they do this, it's consumer fraud. Chew on that.
Yeah,
that's an interesting look at it, too.
Yeah.
I thought it was very cool. Gave me hope. More hope, actually.
Well, I'm starting to think
they're
definitely selling a defective product. I'm starting to feel pretty hopeful, quite frankly, because I think that, you know, now we can start taking bets on who's going to get indicted first and who's going to...
Yeah. Oh, I'm wondering if Vegas is going to have it.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
They'll take a bet on anything, won't they? We can make some money on this. Good God.
I like the way you think, Andrew.
Oh, man. Hey, great show, folks, and keep swinging.
You bet.
All right. Thanks.
All right, very good.
Have a great day.
Go ahead and key that Bill Whittle up that I sent you, Bob.
Start betting on 2-1 odds on which non-extradition treaty country they're going to pick.
Or Gitmo.
Or maybe they just disappear.
You know, that's where they get Mo. You get Mo in Gitmo.
Democrats flee to Ecuador. Economy instantly crashes.
Just send them to Venezuela. Be done with
it.
Yeah, you know? They should like it, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. That's what they should do. You are hereby sentenced to Venezuela.
Have fun with that. Let me know.
A one-way ticket to Caracas. Yeah.
Don't worry about writing.
Here's a boat ride to Havana since they're so much better now.
Yeah, that's what they should do. They have to pick their socialist country that they want to move to.
Mm-hmm.
That would be good. I think that would be good, a one-way ticket to a socialist country.
Except Canada. Canada's too close.
Well, yeah, and, you know, actually they have an economy.
And I kind of like the Canadians. I wouldn't want to do that too.
Eh?
They've already got Trudeau.
Okay, Bob, go ahead and play that and... I want to hear. This is really pretty good with Whittle here. He's Bill Whittle. Obviously, we've had him on the show. He's a great guy, and he does the Bill Whittle Afterburner and a few other things. And I follow him pretty closely. And I found this one particularly good.
You know, recently I saw a film I liked very much. Saw it twice, in fact. And I remember waiting for the axe to fall on necks that I'd grown to like, because that's what happens in the movies, right? Fatal flaws are revealed, heroes have feet of clay, nothing is as it should be, and that's the way it is. You know, it used to be that the movies were a world of make-believe where monsters lived and evil showed its face long enough to be vanquished. Now, it's the real world that seems like make-believe, a place so distorted that having watched it happen by degrees for 3 generations, we still can't believe our own eyes. So, here we are in Pottersville. The America that we knew, the America of George Bailey and Bedford Falls, was a place filled with virtue and ruled by law. It was a place where you could sleep with your door unlocked without fear of murder, rape, or robbery. It was a place where being courteous didn't make you a sucker, where doing the right thing was better than doing the smart thing, where hard work and discipline could put a little patch of paradise down on the ground for those of us who live below the angels, which is all of us. And there upon that ground we slept. And there we are sleeping still. We're in a coma of corruption, some spell put on us to keep us immobilized as we discovered that our actual government is simply a cabal of unkillable vampires, and we, the people, are simply host organisms for them to feed on. Now, there are different breeds of that species, of course. You know, media swells with an IQ of 102 who are smugly certain that entitles them to know what's better for you than you do. Show business paladins who beat their chest with pride at their respect for women as equal partners when they're up on the podium, I mean, because in the dark, back in the wings and out of the limelight, they're simply the most base and indecent people this country's ever produced. We thought that we held the reins of the government with the power of our vote. Turns out that's a Bedford Falls belief. Things don't work like that here in Pottersville. We throw them out, we put new ones in, and they wear the same costumes and makeup as the identical actors who've just exited the stage, while they stand in for last year's thieves and liars without missing a beat. And above it all, or below it, I guess I should say, lies the law, shattered and dust-covered from lack of use. Just try to explain, if you have the nerve, to those watching It's a Wonderful Life in a movie theater in 1946, that during our last presidential election, the wife of a rapist twice elected to the presidency, you're going to have to pause for a moment there, those people were not in the same coma we're in today. It takes a little getting used to. Well, she watched as the director of the FBI, the Untouchables, surely you remember them, announced to the world a list of felonies so long that it took about half an hour to list them all. Watched their noble faces fall when told that the litany of larceny was followed immediately not by an indictment, but rather a benediction. Tell them that the Untouchables are now deployed against the American people to keep the real Untouchables from being touched. Tell them that the majestic edifice of the Department of Justice is now just another movie flat painted on canvas and moved wherever it's needed. But don't tell them how it happened, because there's only so much shame a person can bear. Go tell them, those few that are still alive, that while we've kept our freedom, we've lost our virtue. And if we don't find it, and fast, well, then it's just a matter of time. Explain to them that their descendants grew so disgusted, so repulsed by this nightmare that they allowed to be created, they somehow managed, barely, to break through this corruption coma, get up on their hind legs, and, in their desperation, elect a man whom they called not to reform this deep state oligarchy, but rather to destroy it. To destroy it, root and branch, come what may. Show them this face of desperation and uncertainty here, where we used to smile and wave at each other, where we did the right thing out of habit, and corruption on the scale we see today was simply unimaginable. So, do we come home to ourselves, or do we jump off the bridge?
Yeah, I think Bill kind of nailed that one right on the head.
And he put it in the proper terms for the scope and the scale and the nature of the fight that we're in.
Yeah, if you don't think we're in a war right now for our freedom and our government,
wow.
Yeah, you know. Oh, and then, you know, it's Trump's the devil.
I see this almost as an argument to define and procure the true nature of man, of who we are.
Well, you know, man is not angelic, but at the same time, you know, to have a civilized society, you need to have some rules that everybody kind of follows, sort of, you know, those
kind of the same across the board.
You know, those Judeo-Christian things called the Ten Commandments were a pretty good outline.
If the better nature of man is allowed to be fed and to bloom, the more the better nature of man will come out, and less we will need government. Thomas Paine nailed it when he said, "Do you want to know the corruption of a society? Look at the amount of government they require to govern themselves." Paraphrasing, but
I agree. You can
judge a society by the amount of government that they seem to think they need to control themselves. Because if we were acting as we should, as we are capable of, we don't need these schmoes at all.
Well, that's the whole thing with the corruption of the government. That's Machiavelli's theory, in a way, is that the first thing you do is debase the morality of society that you want to take over, because once you debase their morality, then they need someone to govern them. They need someone to make rules and laws to make sure that they're staying in line. That's why I believe it was Benjamin Franklin said that, you know, this was made for a virtuous society and was wholly inadequate for you know, anybody else.
Well, that's when, you know, the Israelites cried out to God for a king, and he said, you really don't want one of those. And they said, oh, yeah, we do. And he said, no, you don't. And they said, oh, we must have one. And he said, okay, and now they will take your sons, and they will take your daughters, and they will take the fruits of your labors, and they will eat you out.
Oh, and by the way, we need a golden calf, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we don't want any laws, because the golden calf's cool.
Yep.
And, you know. Let's go to a break,
Bob. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's nuts. But it's true. You know, you have to realize that you have to have, you know, a civil society. And most of the young kids today that are growing up, the millennials, and I don't know what the next generation is called, the dumb downy is, but they don't understand. When we were kids, you could leave your doors open at night.
Yeah.
You could you didn't lock your car up everywhere you went. You could ride in the back of a pickup without, you know, getting a ticket. You know,
could go to the grocery store and not worry about being attacked or anything.
Right. You didn't have to carry a gun everywhere you went.
You could go and buy a brick of 22 shells as a kid because you planned on plinking for the weekend and not be thought a terrorist.
Does that mean
you have to go through a background check?
Does that mean that nothing bad ever happened?
No.
No, but we didn't need government
to tell us
what to do every step of the way by, you know, I mean, look at this thing that's coming out of the DMV fees. They steal our money every step of the way. They want more money. They're going to put us in jail if we cooperate with legal immigration, laws that the federal government, wants to implement because we don't want, and they're going to automatically give these guys, put them on the voters now in California.
Yeah, they're
gonna,
starting April 1st.
Yeah, they automatically get the vote. Illegal aliens. Oh, gee, that's not a takeover. Shimmy Christmas.
Well, that's my question, too, is especially here in the state of California, how much more? How much more are the people of California going to sit and take?
And what is our California AG worried about? He's worried about the illegal aliens. We don't want them to be upset. We don't want them to, you know, lose their sanctuary status. We don't want
to. If we got rid of them, there'd be nobody left to vote for them.
Yeah,
that's exactly right. And
that's
exactly right. I think these guys are losing more and more and more power. And that's the bottom line. And I think it's going to continue to go that way. And, you know, short of being able to kill Trump and, I don't know, have a civil war, I think these guys have no way to win other than through deception. And deception
still come to that. They are getting desperate, and they are dangerous. These people kill people to cover up their tracks.
They're getting backed in a corner.
I think we're going to win. So with that, let's go to a break, Bob.
If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Many battles are lost. What does it take to be called the best of the North State? More importantly, what does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes a business ownership, management, and staff that work together to let their customers know that they're not just customers, they're family. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition Center has held to that commitment. Their commitment to bring to you the best possible products at the lowest possible prices. To never buy closeouts, overstocks, outdated, improperly formulated, or otherwise stressed merchandise. To provide you with a trained professional staff to help you make the right product decisions for the health of you and your family. To listen, to respond, and to always say thank you. Because we realize that we're all in this together. What does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes you. Thank you. From everyone at Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media sound bites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at WeThePeopleRadio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
What shall we do about them?
Please join us for the State of Jefferson 2018 Banquet and Fundraiser. It'll be held Saturday, February 17th at the Anderson VFW Hall. Doors open at 5 with a catered tri-tip or chicken dinner served at 5:30. You'll enjoy great food and awesome prizes as well as live and silent auction items. All proceeds will benefit the Jefferson Legal Fund. Tickets are $35 each or get a pair for $60. Cost for a table of 8 is $500 and includes 8 dinners and $600 in prize tickets. In Shasta County, call Chris Kellstrom at 530-526-2352 for tickets or more information. In Tehama County, call Patty Smith at 530-586-2166. We'll see you Saturday, February 17th at the Anderson VFW Hall, 3210 West Center Street in Anderson. And remember, the time has come for 51.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
I close my eyes and I can see a world that's waiting up for me. That I call my own. Through the dark, through the door, through where no one's been before. But it feels like home. They can say it all sounds crazy. They can say I've lost my mind. I don't care, so call me crazy. We can live in a world that we design. Cause every night I lie in bed, the brightest colors fill my head. A million dreams are keeping me away. I think of what the world could be, a vision. Special things I compile each one there to make you smile on a rainy day. They can say it all sounds crazy. They can say we've lost our minds. I don't care if they call us crazy. Run away to a world that we desire.
Every night I lie in bed, the brightest colors fill my head. A million dreams keeping me awake.
Sovereign Mind Radio. You guys need to start dreaming out there, especially you youngsters. You know, start getting involved, start dreaming about the future, start taking this, you know, to heart. Start thinking about, you know, taking care of yourselves and making your dreams come alive so that you can, you know, advance yourself and your children to get someplace, to turn this thing around, you know, so we have some virtuous people in the country so that we have, you know, we can leave our doors open at night and we can have comfort. You know, we're never going to have that as long as we're fighting amongst ourselves and letting the government take care of everything for us. Because, you know, if you're going to lie, cheat, and steal out there, you have to be governed. You have to have these masters, these despots taking care of you. Mm. I mean, the look at what's going on with this. We will prosecute employers who help immigration sweeps like illegal aliens have more say than our than yes. citizens.
Yes.
Are you kidding
yeah.
me?
Yeah.
We've allowed that to happen.
We will cause harm and detain under color of law people for following the law.
Well, excuse me. California Immigration Customs Enforcement Acting Director Thomas Holman told a Fox News host earlier in the month that California better hold tight. If the politicians in California don't want to protect their communities, then ICE will, prompting a query from Senator Dianne Feinstein and Kamala Harris to brief them on how the raids are going to be prioritized. You know something? Can you see this big middle
None
finger?
You.
You know
None
something?
Your business.
Are you kidding me? Kamala Harris? And Dianne Finkel's... Sorry, I almost said something I shouldn't have said.
Yeah. Well, and
that's what I'm here for.
And that's it. You know, like we
Bob,
were just talking about
Ninja during, Sensor.
You know,
sorry.
Like we were talking about during the break is, you know, can kids dream? Can it is there. The ability to look at it and go, hey, you know, in America and where we live and the way that things are set up, I can dream and I can chase any dream that I want and have the opportunity to try to work at it and get it for myself.
As long as you're doing it and not hurting other people,
yeah,
that's the key.
But the answer right now is not yes.
Well, or you can be prosecuted.
I can have a dream and pursue it as long as it passes all of the government regulations,
right? That's
and censorship.
That's my point. Is
I
that
I can afford it, and I can, you know, I have the money to grease who I need to get my dream, and
as long as I don't have to work for
see,
it.
See, I might tend to disagree
that's
with
the
you.
That's the way a lot of them look at it. Now, as long as I don't have to work for it,
I tend to disagree with you. I think the dream's still alive. I think you can still do it, but you have to work hard. You have to be smart, and you have to figure out,
saying.
And you
yeah.
have to understand what's going on. You can't pretend and live in a la-la land. You have to realize
still,
what
they're
doing.
There's still kids out there that want to work hard and have a dream, but a lot of them are looking for somebody to give them a good handout, and mm-hmm. you know, and we need to
give them a hand up and not a handout.
So
all right.
With that, you've been listening to KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
This is KCNR Shasta Redding.
From townhall.com, I'm Michael Harrington. Senators are back on the job at this hour on day two of the federal government shutdown. Democrats say they won't vote for a new spending bill unless Republicans give ground on immigration legislation. White House Legislative Director Mark Short says nobody saw this coming.
We had narrowed down the broader debate into a smaller one. We feel like we are making progress on the overall discussion. We think we will get to a solution. What befuddles us is to say we're going to not pay millions of our troops serving around the world, and we're not going to pay our border agents until what? We don't know what it is they're asking for.
He was a guest on NBC-TV's Meet the Press program. Federal services fall into two categories during a shutdown, essential and non. Essential services such as the mail and Social Security checks will continue. Non-essential services such as processing of new veterans' benefits claims are suspended. The air traffic control system will be up and running. So will the FBI, Customs, and Border Protection. Donald Trump has been president for 1 year now. White House correspondent Greg Clugston looks back at some of the highs and the lows.
Russia investigations led by Congress and Special Counsel Robert Mueller have been among the biggest challenges facing President Trump, who has repeatedly denied any collusion.
It's a Democrat hoax.
The president's travel bans have been struck down in federal courts, and he was unable to repeal Obamacare. But successes include putting Judge Neil Gorsuch on the Supreme Court and passing tax cuts. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Ukraine now says six of its citizens were killed in an attack last night on the Intercontinental Hotel in Afghanistan's capital. 18 people in all died in the assault on the luxury building in Kabul that lasted more than 13 hours. Officials say soldiers conducting military operations in Turkey's southeast have been hit by an avalanche. Five are dead, 12 hurt. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-694-7394. 800-694-7394. That's 800-694-7394.
An environmental group is suing U.S. Steel over wastewater.
The federal lawsuit filed by the Chicago chapter of the Surfrider Foundation contends that discharge violations are ongoing at U.S. Steel's Portage plant and include an April 2017 spill of a potentially carcinogenic chemical. Nearly 300 pounds of hexavalent chromium entered a Lake Michigan tributary in that incident. U.S. Steel says while it regrets the incidents at the plant, the lawsuit is unnecessary because it cooperated with government and regulatory entities to swiftly remediate the plant's issues.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Attorneys for a condemned Ohio killer whose execution was stopped after 25 minutes of unsuccessful needle sticks are once again recommending the firing squad as an alternative. Lawyers for death row inmate Alva Campbell making the case. The state says the judge has already rejected the firing squad as an option for execution. News and analysis at townhall.com. A serial stowaway is arrested again.
Marilyn Hartman's been arrested at least four times for trying to sneak onto planes at O'Hare and Midway airports. This time she flew all the way to London before she was discovered. The 66-year-old woman reportedly got past a distracted TSA employee without a ticket. Then she took a shuttle to the international terminal where she wandered around the airport for 2 days before sneaking aboard the airplane and hiding in a bathroom. She now faces felony theft and misdemeanor trespassing charges.
Correspondent Ron DeRockstrip. Today is Sunday, January the 21st, and a birthday for a number of notable people, including Jack Nicklaus. The Hall of Fame golfer and legend is 78 years old today. Opera singing star Placido Domingo turns 77. Singer and songwriter Billy Ocean, 68 years old today. Former U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder is 67. And actress Gina Davis is 62. More on these stories at townhall.com.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Retreat, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Retreat, our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend the day with us, offering massage,
Facial's Nail Care and Waxing, featuring Dermalogica products for skin care and body treatment. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam and sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Visit WindRiverSpa.com. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside. I am American.
Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media.
On, the
yeah, we're still talking. Oh boy!
Wow. Don't need the button yet.
When the music
but...
is running out, the mics go on.
Yeah, whether we like it or not.
You're still good.
Oh boy!
For now.
Well, I want to play. Let's start with this clip. We're going to talk about the Bundys and the Hammonds up there at Malheur. And this is a clip from the guy, Dwayne, who was Emmer. I guess this is how you pronounce his name.
Yeah, Dwayne Emmer.
Emmer. And he was riding his horse, Hellboy, down to Lompoc Prison to spend a year in there for digging a hole in the Malheur Reservoir, or Reserve, I'm sorry. Not the reservoir, because the reservoir would indicate there was water. And even though there might have been water, it was just a hole.
Mm-hmm. With a government backhoe that was out there to dig a hole.
Yeah. And so he got charged with basically devaluing the reserve. And by the time they got through spending, several million dollars or whatever it cost to prosecute him, same thing as always. The government stacks up a bunch of crap on something that could have been, fill the hole in and go home.
And the interesting one to me is they made a deal that where he pays a fine to the Paiute Indian Nation, not to the federal government or to restore the
people.
Well,
he hasn't paid that
States.
Yet.
I know.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that was part of what they were pushing. So he has to pay a fine to a separate, what is supposed to be independent sovereign nation, and not make whole the people that he supposedly harmed.
Well, and they didn't really give a rat's behind.
When they dug the hole, didn't
Yeah.
Did they pay the Indians? Did they get fined and pay the Indians for digging their hole?
The people that laid the cable that he hit,
that's what I mean.
The TV cable that he hit, pay restitution to the Indian Nation for digging a hole?
No, because they were sanctioned by the government.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
So
the real deal is the Indian tribe didn't even care. I mean, yeah, if you'll give us $10,000 or whatever, hey, we're in.
Yeah.
You know, but, they didn't care. I mean, what was in the hole? Nothing. Exactly. Dirt.
TV cable.
Rock. Cover from sniper fire. That's kind of a big deal. So he was trying to protect himself and his horse from sniper fire from the feds, who would never do anything like that. Can you say Ruby Ridge or Waco?
Or about 36 hours after they shot Lavoie down like a dog in the snow.
Yeah, I think there's still some pending charges on that. But nobody's gotten to jail yet. I mean, I guess they got them indicted. Dan Love got fired. But, I get fired for killing somebody. They, so what? I'll just go join another branch.
We'll just transfer you over there.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yep.
So this is Dwayne, and he's talking about how he got there, which is, I thought, the most interesting part of the story, because I just assumed that he was a rancher and, knew these people, and they all, and the word got out, and, he went over there to, basically support his friends who were ranchers, and that wasn't the case at all. So go ahead and hit it, Bob.
This was basically just a show of support for the Hammond family.
No, yeah, no, he came under different purposes, actually.
I arrived under the impression terrorists had taken over the refuge.
Where did you get this impression from?
Now, I was listening to Oregon Public Broadcasting.
Well, that's where you went wrong, first of all.
Well, it's the only radio station we have in Hebner. I was out shoeing horses. It was a day off. I've been working like 50-something days straight. And so I went with my buddy shoeing horses to give him a hand because he had some knothead horses to shoe. His name is Shad Bishop, by the way. He's a great horseshoer. Well, we were listening to the radio, and they said, terrorists have taken over this refuge. I said, the hell with that? I'm driving over there as soon as we get done shoeing horses.
How far was it from where you live?
About 4 hours. In bad weather, 4 hours.
By horse or car?
Huh?
By horse or car?
Truck.
It's okay. The horse came later, though.
Anyway, now I drove straight to the refuge, and I showed up at night, and I thought I was lost. And I rolled my window down to ask for directions from this guy in a cowboy hat. And I said, "Where's all these terrorists at?" Because I think in cowboy hat, I'm safe. I could ask them where the damn terrorists are, and they would give me a good answer. Because I'm thinking Middle Eastern terrorist.
Sure.
You know, Gulf War veteran, PTSD.
Someone got triggered.
You know, that's what I was thinking is I went to find the terrorists that were in my backyard. And that's how I got to the refuge. And I said, where's all these terrorists? And it turned out to be Ryan Bundy. He scratched his head and says, I don't know about any terrorists, but we're about to go eat dinner, and we pray before we eat, and you're welcome to eat with us. I'm thinking, what the hell? He goes, you're probably in the right spot. So I said, now I have to find out what's really going on.
Right.
Because they're not terrorists. He's a cowboy. I'm a cowboy.
That's pretty ironic that you go there to investigate terrorists possibly being in our country and you get branded a terrorist and now you're going to prison for it.
That is exactly the same irony we keep running into over and over again.
Wow.
So the misinformation the government put out was that terrorists had taken over the refuge. Me being a first responder in the state of Oregon, because I've been on search and rescue team for 20 years, all my friends are sheriffs and state troopers. You know, all of a sudden, I'm thinking, okay, well, me being a combat veteran, I'm going to go stop the terrorists that are taking over my backyard.
Sure.
And so I could get there before everybody else and handle the situation. You know, so that's how I got involved.
Wow. You know, I mean, that's just so amazing. And then, you know, this guy finds out that there's a bunch of ranchers there, not terrorists.
Yeah.
How do they get branded terrorists? Oh, gee, the federal government wouldn't do that, or the state government? We got to talk about this just in. I just discovered this. Breaking. This is at like 11 o'clock, so it's just a few minutes.
15 minutes old.
Yeah, about 15 minutes old. 5 months worth of Peter's, I don't know how you say his name,
Strozik.
Text messages go missing. FBI cites mystery glitch. Do you freaking believe this?
It seems to be a software malfunction.
And yet another.
Once again.
And yet another twist to the Peter's.
Strozik.
I want to say.
I have heard it various ways, including Strock. I'm not sure which is correct, frankly.
I was going to say shithole. Peter.
This brief break brought to you by my kids' vocabulary once again.
Sorry. I mean, nothing that they don't say on mainstream media anymore.
Well, that's true.
That's true.
That's true.
That's different. Don't you know that? That's different.
I knew Bob was going to delete it, and I have more respect for our listeners than those guys do. So, you know.
That's Donald Trump got the mainstream media to say sheet hole like, How many times?
Yeah, a bunch of times.
This was locker room talk.
And you add another twist to this saga. The FBI failed to hand over a block of agents' text messages because they have gone missing. But the department also said in a letter to lawmakers that its records of message sent to and from the agent was incomplete because the FBI, for technical reasons, had been unable to preserve and retrieve about 5 months' worth of communications. New text messages highlighted in a letter to the FBI director. I mean, are you freaking kidding me? Oh, yeah, gee, it's just Oops. All glitch.
Now, but see, this is the problem.
I don't remember.
How do you expect to find any kind of satisfaction or redress from this system? How can you have any honest expectation?
I'll tell you how you get it, is when people start getting handcuffed and prosecuted. That's the bottom line.
Yeah, there has to be some faith restored.
There has to be some faith restored. There has to be some handcuffed people getting perp walked down the prison
there
cell.
There has to be consequences for what they've done.
Because I have about zero faith in the system and falling.
I know, we'll see what happens. But, it's a zoo. It's a zoo. Until someone starts getting prosecuted for obvious crimes... Inside and out the government, blatant criminality, blatant, favoritism, blatant unequal protection under the law.
Mm-hmm.
There you have it. I guess we have a caller.
We do. We have Terry on the line. Good morning, Terry.
Hey, guys. Great program. I want to fit in. How the bleep are you? What the bleep is going on with the government? Who are these bleepers?
Yeah.
I'm bleeping tired. Are you bleeping tired?
I'm getting there.
Absolutely.
I think we're all bleeping tired, and we are bleeping tired of these people being criminals and not being bleeping prosecuted.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's the
they need
line.
To be prosecuted.
But if you're
to go to the full extent of the bleeping law.
Yeah, but if you're an employer in the state of California, you'll now be prosecuted for following that law.
Unbelievable. How do they bleeping get away with this?
How do they sleep at night?
I'm so confused. Not really.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
These guys can break. By the way, it's Title 18, Code Section 242 of the United States Code. I mean, obviously, these people who employ people have rights as American citizens. It's their not only obligation to and duty to follow the Constitution, but also it's their position to be able to be protected by the Constitution when they are following it. So, I mean, there's a Title 18, 240, Code Section 242 prosecution position right there. Those guys need to be arrested. We need to arrest the Attorney General of the state of California.
And how do you like the fact that Feinstein and Kamala Harris want to know what the priority of the raids are?
Are you bleeping kidding me?
No, I'm not. No. They want to know what the priority of the raids are coming from ICE.
By the way, am I being bleeped by saying bleep?
You're a bleep, dude. Yeah. You're
just bleep.
We can bleep all we want. So now we know we can bleep, guys. This is a great bleeping show, I'll tell you.
You are allowed to bleep yourself.
Hey, gentlemen, thank you so much. And Linda, you guys are having a great show. I will get off. Great interview, Mark. That was a great interview you had with that gentleman.
Thank
great
you.
Interview.
All right. Well, we got more to come. So
good. Okay. Well, I'm going to get off so I can hear it.
So,
well, you do have another caller on the line.
Very good.
Good morning, Lori. What can we do for you?
Lori, are you there?
Yep. Hey, good morning. You know what? I think we could make a dent in our debt if we all sell tickets instead of going to the Winter Olympics in Korea, instead of going to the Super Bowl in the Twin Cities. Let's sell tickets to watch these arrests that better be happening. I mean, this is just phenomenal. You opened up the show. I was so livid hearing about the Clintons. If I hear that name one more time, I am just going to flip out. So, in fact, do people remember when Bill Clinton came to town, Shasta, last, I don't know if it was summer, fall before the election. Tons of people lined up to see that dude. Oh, I was out there by myself protesting his creepiness. So anyways, mm-hmm. Women's March today starts at noon. 12:30 is the walk across the Cypress Bridge. And then 1:30 to 3 is activism, information, camaraderie, and food. Whatever. Yeah. I'm going to be there protesting a few other things, not just inequality. So just putting that little shout out. Gregory Cheadle will be there. And you guys are just, I love what you do and share and bring in.
Thank you.
Such variety.
We appreciate that.
I just commend all of you, Bob, Martin, everybody. And in closing, for people that are worshiping Trump as the savior of everything and be-all, the EPA just released and dropped rules on pollution with the mining.
Wow. Oh, nice.
So they don't have to clean up their mining stuff anymore. So, again, I think Trump is really a puppet and a tool for the dark shadow government, that this man in no way can be this much of a hypocrite.
I don't know. I haven't seen that one yet, and I'm still got faith in Trump, so we'll just have to wait and see, I guess, what happens here. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Wow. Just phenomenal.
Anyway, we keep reporting the truth, no matter what it is, so that's what we'll start with.
All right. I'll let you get back to other callers. Thanks.
All right. All right. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
And you should never buy into the cult of personality.
Never. You've always got to look at these guys. You know, there's some things that trouble me about Trump, and I haven't talked about them yet. It depends on what happens and how things go.
I'm kind of wait and see, because there's some things that trouble me as well.
But there's a bunch of things that I totally like what he's doing.
Yeah.
But there still needs to be some handcuffs.
But I'm not going to lie. At the end of the day, I still have some concerns about All Hail Caesar.
Yeah, absolutely. No question about it. We don't have a king. We're supposed to have a president and a limited power in the executive branch. You know, three equal branches, checks and balances, you know, the whole deal. And so we need
But that's what we need to get back to, that we haven't had for how long.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. You
but
know?
At the same
and then
time,
things could change
if
we can get that.
We've got such an out-of-control problem here that we might have to take seriously. I mean, look at Lincoln in the Civil War. What he did was usurp power that he wasn't supposed to have to save the Union.
And look at what it cost us.
Well, maybe, but he saved the Union. So all I'm saying is that, you know, sometimes saving the Union is worth the price of admission.
Mm.
So, you know, otherwise what you do is you split everything up and you have fragmented things going on and you don't have the United States anymore. And the bankers put their banks in all the different countries, because that was his big thing, is he said that what he had in front of him wasn't nearly as a big a problem as the bankers behind him. We'll see.
Well, there's a lot of ways that you could go with that, too, and say that, you know, the initial problem was that direct conflict didn't even need to occur if it wasn't for certain financial considerations and people behind it.
Well, I think it was a divide-and-conquer strategy, as usual. You fund both sides, you create a war,
mm-hmm.
and then you fund both sides.
It was
is that kind of what
money.
We...
Well,
isn't that what we got going on now, though,
but then
basically?
The bankers pulled Lincoln's money, and he started to have to print greenbacks because
right.
he wanted the South to win and keep slavery going.
Mm-hmm. King Cotton, baby.
Yeah, so, I don't know. Let's go to a break, Bob. We'll come back, and we'll refocus on the next 30 minutes.
If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week, there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Redding Kia. Kia, America's best value.
Today, you can lease a 2017 Kia Forte for just $169 per month plus tax. Just $19.99 cash or trade due at signing. No security deposit. Cap cost $19,200.
Choose from six at this offer. $169 per month for 36 months for a brand new 2017 Kia Forte. Highest ranked compact car and initial quality. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com.
Get 0% financing for 75 months on four of Redding Kia's most popular new 2018s. Drive America's best value.
We've been driving Kias for years. Come to Redding Kia, America's best warranty, complimentary lifetime oil changes, and so much more.
Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, any electronic filing charge, any emission testing fee on approval of credit subject to prior sale. 36,000 mile lease, 0% offer is $1,333 per thousand financed. Must lease or finance through KMF, ends 131.
Redding Kia, RedingKia.com.
Riverfront Playhouse presents The Man from Earth. Be there as a retirement party for a far too young professor leads to more questions than answers for a group of friends wishing farewell. Is he immortal or is he an imposter? Only he knows for sure. Written by Jerome Bixby, directed by Daryl Alvey and Spencer Deardorff. Running January 20th through February 10th. Fridays and Saturdays at 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2. Only at Riverfront Playhouse. Tickets available at the Cascade Theater box office, 243-8877, or online at cascadetheater.org.
Hey, 2018 is here, and change is in the air. Well, here are four R's for your New Year's transformation. Repaint, refurbish, repurpose, and redecorate. And where can you find the inspiration? Welcome Home Furnishings, located at 20 Hilltop Drive, next to Care Animal Hospital. Consign, design, buy. At Welcome Home Furnishings, that's 20 Hilltop Drive in Reading, open 7 days a week.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
I was going to say, which one? There's a few witches around.
No, she's like the Wicked Witch of the East. I mean, the only thing that hasn't happened is the house hasn't fallen on her and her frickin' feet curled up under her.
Oh, we got Wicked Witch of the West.
Yeah.
Here.
Well.
I'm just saying.
That's true.
Yeah, we've got two of
those.
Well,
it's the season of the witch. I mean, yeah. Think about that. We've got to kill some witches. Throw water on them, whatever we got to do. Put the handcuffs on, the perp walk, you know. Whatever it's going to take, because
take them for a butt ride.
Unless you get way past into the shadow government and the deep state, that, you know, who knows who's running the show. But I got to say, Hillary was like right up there in the you know when you think about Oz, you think about Hillary.
Mm-hmm.
And
for years, years.
Well, that's part of it too. Is not only do we need to make sure we get the witch, but we got to make sure we get every one of the flying monkeys too.
That would be Congress.
Oh, my little pretties. You know,
yeah.
I'll get you and your little constitution, too.
Very good.
Oh, what a world.
Because, you know, when I see this, here's the California Political Review. Starting April 1st, California DMV will automatically register illegal aliens to vote by court order. This is from Stephen Frank at California Political Review. This is not some...
Yep, they automatically get registered.
Yeah, evidently the program is part of AB 1461, dubbed as the California New Motor Voter Act. Yeah, more like, I mean, anything they say it is, it's the opposite. You know, it's not the Voter Act. It's the Illegal Alien Act of Sedition against the United States Constitution and the California citizenry that actually...
So the California court system is openly corrupt, broken.
Well, no, this is not the court system. This hasn't been tried in the courts yet.
Well, I thought it was by court order.
I believe it was by court. It is by court order, isn't it?
You know, is it?
I believe
by
so.
By court order. Now, what is that? Has that been tried in the courts? See, I'm not sure what that court order means. You know, I mean, has it been tried? Has it been appealed? Has it? So I don't know. I'm not sure. You might be right. I mean, I'm just looking at this thing, you know, and I'm guess but I'm just still, dumbfounded. Because
I was wondering when this is going to happen when DMV got involved with voter registration, you know.
Let me read a little farther here. Because
here's another one. Permanent water rationing coming to California.
Yeah. Well, here's one for you, too. I've got one. California dims proposed surcharges on businesses to fund social programs. So if you make over a certain amount of money, your tax credits, they want you to give to the state of California for their social programs.
Mm. Well, okay, so here's what happened. The League of Women Voters of California lawsuit was settled last week in which the department agreed to continue implementing AB 1461. So evidently there was a lawsuit signed into law in October 2015. The new statute requires DMV to forward records to the eligible applicants to the Secretary of State's Office for Registration unless those applicants elect not to register to vote. So then the lawsuit was settled, but I don't think that that makes all of the court systems, maybe the ones in California, because I don't think it has been appealed. Now, maybe there's nobody to appeal it, but evidently, in August, U.S. Magistrate Judge Laura Beeler refused to dismiss the suit, finding the National Voting Rights Act forbids many making driver's license applicants fill out duplicate information to register to vote. So I think this is illegal on the federal level for sure.
A lot of the things that California does is illegal on the federal level.
But what I'm saying is, I mean, this definitely gives you more ammunition for why we need a state split.
Absolutely.
There's no question about it. I mean, I think, you know, the state of Jefferson is the answer here. We need to split from these illegal, you know, usurping despots down there in Sacramento who really bend and twist the law for their own political ends. And that's really the bottom line here. You know, that's really the case. So
how much money are they collecting off of that one?
Bob, can you queue up a couple more of those spots that I sent you for the Malheur stuff and get that ready to go? So that's that in itself, this illegal alien is, you know, they have to have these guys in order to stand, you know, if we get representation, which should happen.
I'm going to ask the question I always ask is at what point do we stop feeding this beast that is California?
I agree.
At what point do we no longer allow its agencies to affect and influence and destroy good people?
Do you know what I think where the line's going to be is when the ICE and the federal agents come in and start arresting these guys.
Yeah.
Then that's going to give people a little bit of backbone.
I hope so.
Because that's going to be the litmus test. If the federal government is not going to enforce federal law on people that are, you know, blatantly breaking it. And, you know, one, and again, you know, I heard Tucker Carlson talk about this, and I think he was kind of, you know, I don't like the way he presented the case because, you know, basically he was saying that the federal government is superior to all the states. No, that is not true either. There were enumerated powers that were delegated to the federal government from the several states, not the other way around. And so they want to keep trying to build up this huge central government at the same time. Now, there are some things that are legitimate functions of the federal government. One of them is immigration. Okay? So you can't have it both ways.
Yeah, it is one of the, you know, I get asked a lot about how can you, as such a big supporter of states' rights, support this immigration thing? Because it is one of the powers enumerated to the federal government.
Absolutely.
Clearly defined.
Clearly defined. Uh-huh. And so they're thumbing, see, what you have to realize down in Sacramento, they're thumbing their nose at anything that doesn't suit their agenda.
Everything.
And then supporting anything illegal or legal that does support their agenda.
Yeah, but the casualties are us.
Well, yeah, if you want to live in Guadalajara or Acapulco or, wherever, then move to Mexico. This is not Mexico. And if they try to make it Mexico, there is going to be a fight, okay, of some sort, because we're not going to put up with it. You know, we're not.
Well, that's what they're trying to do now with the voter thing, with the illegals. I mean,
All of it.
Yeah. Right. And they don't stop. They just keep.
They want.
That's
us
why.
Out.
That's why the federal government has to start at the top in this particular case. In my opinion, is when Kamala Harris gets arrested. Kamala Harris. Diane Finkelstein.
Jerry Brown.
These people
same
that
thing.
Are in charge want to operate in carte blanche without having to answer to anybody.
Right.
And if that
they
means
don't care.
Removing the state from the union, they will.
And they don't
and
care
they
about
drive
their...
enough of us out.
And they don't care about the immigrants either. But,
no. They don't care about anybody except themselves.
Power. It's all about
and
power.
Money.
And the immigrants are just tools to them.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Just like people
it
have been
good.
To any tyrannical dictatorship.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it looks good. It makes people think they're doing it.
I think this bombshell, this classified memo detailing Obama's targeting the Trump campaign with the this bogus FISA warrant, you know, and the cap line here is, you know, is this America or the KGB asked to stun GOP. I think when they finally might see how bad these guys are, blatantly. I mean, you know what they're...
What more do you need?
What more do you need? That's exactly right. What more do you need? So let's play a clip from our interview with Dwayne Elmer from the Malheur Reserve on his way to Lompoc to serve a year in jail for digging a hole with a backhoe in ground that had zero value as far as anything goes except, you know, safety and cover.
Now, on the email you sent me, there's a short version and a long version of this clip, cuts 10 and 11. The long version's about 15 minutes.
No, do the short,
short version
yeah,
about
the
minute.
Yeah, okay. Do the short versions, and we'll hear what they have to say. And then we'll reassess, and maybe we'll have the next clip next weekend.
Okay.
With him.
So,
and many others.
So, me being a combat veteran, reconnaissance specialist in the U.S. Army for 10 years, I have fought for my country, and now my country has used every asset that it could against me on the ground in Burns. We're talking, they had attack helicopters, armored truck, Blackwater Special Forces troops on the ground. They used the media against us. They have went after my livelihood and my money in my bank account and destroyed my marriage. I mean, I have lost, you name it, I have lost everything to do with my business, and they made it that way. You know, I couldn't defend myself in court. We never got a fair trial. When I came back home to Oregon, all the old men around the gas station, I'm a hero. But what the news media portrayed me as is a terrorist.
Right.
So, who's going to call a terrorist to have their welding done?
Well,
maybe we should.
You know, it depends on what your definition of a terrorist, I guess, is. You know, gee, do you support...
But that's what this whole thing started
right?
over.
Do you support right? defend the Constitution? Lock them up!
Yeah.
Yeah. It all started over that word.
Do you support Saul Alinsky's rules for radicals? Hey, you get promoted.
Here's your 200. Pass, go.
That's it. That's it. Now, I want to talk about this other story that we got to talk about. University professor collects data on American patriots, doxes them, and gives it to Antifa. Now, you can't make this stuff up unless you work at CNN. This is actually the Daily Caller. North Carolina Elon University computer science professor Megan Squire has devised a secret weapon to fight far-right extremists on behalf of Antifa. Now, since when do we pay professors at universities to fight far-right extremists on behalf of Antifa?
Like I said, who died and made her queen of the thought police?
I know. She created software to keep tabs on 400,000 Facebook accounts that she suspects to be members of the alt-right. Squire developed the software for the hard left with an admitted goal of getting right-wing patriots fired from their jobs and even possibly killed. Now, does that sound serious to you?
She's still teaching?
I don't know. I'm just reading the story. Antifa has been known to assault anyone they believe to be a member of the alt-right. Her software, you know, and my thing is, yeah, they haven't been up in the part of the country other than Berkeley, you know, and a few other places. Why don't you come on up here to the and do that up here for a little while and see how well that works out for you there, Antifa?
Yeah.
You might
take that for data.
You might get your ass shot off fairly quickly.
Yeah.
Just saying. Okay. So So her software is being used not just to target racist, you know, which is the buzzword. Everybody's a racist.
Racist.
Yeah. But to endanger those who are simply outspoken conservatives. I wonder who those guys are. Squire is building a database for a group that uses violence against anyone they choose to label as a fascist. They ought to try looking in the freaking mirror, which is anybody that opposes their agenda. So, I don't know. I'm not going to read the whole article, but that ought to send some chills up your spine. And maybe we need to follow up on this lady and figure out, gee, does she still work there? You know, is she supported by the administration at that
probably big
university?
Pharma. Big Pharma and the Clintons are probably behind that one, I'm guessing. But Big Pharma plays a big part in a lot of the universities. They do a lot of funding. I do know that.
Maybe I'll send her a letter, give her my address. She can come by and have a conversation about it.
Do you know who they're feeding the data to? An absolutely nonpartisan place called the Southern Poverty Law Center. You know about those guys, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Those are the guys that listed me as a leader of a hate group.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they hate you, and you're not a leader. But,
yeah.
It's kind of the same thing, isn't it? Only different?
really?
The group's headquarters was attacked in 2000. The Family Research Council. So this the Southern Poverty Law Center's penchant for reckless referring to organizations as hate groups previously resulted in a domestic terror attack on the Family Research Council. The group's headquarters was attacked in 2012 by a shooter who cited the Southern Poverty Law Center's hate map. So evidently they have
that's you, just hate map. Jefferson. So just in case you didn't know, you're on the hate map.
Yeah. Wow. So, you know, maybe they're going to send Antifa to target us with shooters.
Yeah, jerk that smoke wagon and go to work, boy.
makes you want to slap Billy Bob Thornton right in the mouth.
And I guess we got a caller on the line.
Do some or stand here and bleed, boy.
Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning, folks. I heard you guys talking about this gentleman that rode his horse from, I believe it was Southern Oregon to Lompoc.
Yes, actually Northern Oregon. Yeah.
Wow. You know, we did a job in Etna. And for those folks out there that don't know where Etna is, it is about, I don't know, 30 miles.
Scott Valley.
East of Yreka.
Yep.
And you have to go on Highway 3 to ride to get to Etna. And as Red knows, he's a local there, you have to take Highway 3 to Weaverville, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that road is so... It's so
pretty windy over the top of Scott Mountain there. Yeah, no question.
I mean, yeah, to drive it in a car or my work truck.
But he didn't go that way.
Oh, he didn't.
No,
well,
he didn't.
I heard he went right through Etna. He took the Highway 3.
What he did was he took, and instead of going over the top on Highway 3 over to Weaverville, he took a left right there at Callahan and went back over into Gazelle, which on that side of the is pretty bad, too. I mean, it's
that. Yeah, as a matter of fact, that's the way we took the last time we came back because a local said, yeah, take this. It's a shortcut. And I'm telling you what, buddy, that is a high, skinny, mountainous road.
What did he do, drop out the backside out towards French Culture?
No. What it is that if you go through Gazelle, it goes straight up over the top of the mountain. I used to work there logging right at the top of the hill, and I've actually smoked the brakes on my horse trailer a couple times on that hill going down. But it comes right back over, and then you can either go straight into Callahan or take a left, and that's Highway 3, and that takes it up over 3 over the top of Scott Mountain. And then down into, you go past Tangle Blue Lake and all the way down and through that. That's, we used to hunt over there, so I know this area very well. But,
me and my coworkers were holding on to each other for dear life driving over this thing.
Yeah, that is a pretty steep hill, and it's pretty scary in a couple spots. Yeah.
And for
no question.
Guy like that to do that, you know, it's just incredible.
Yeah.
You know, and... Anyways, there's one more thing I'd like to ask you, Mark Kent.
Yep.
You're a numbers guy, right?
Well, I've been called a numbers guy. I'm not sure if I'm a numbers guy or a guy who reads well and does work with numbers.
Well, me and my buddies were talking around the water cooler, and is it true that the bullet train is now at $67 billion?
I think it's at 89, quite frankly. That was the last thing I was quoted.
Okay. So...
In fact, I just saw an article on that. I'm looking
billion
for
dollars,
it.
And it's 381 miles from L.A. to San Francisco, right?
Right.
And that's how far the bullet train is supposed to go. And I divided 67 billion by 381, and it came out to $175 million a mile for that train.
A mere pittance, a drop in the bucket.
I mean, I'm not a contractor, but that seems a little exorbitant, doesn't it?
Well, you know, not if you're Jerry Brownpants. I mean, you know, he spends our money like it's water.
Right. I mean, are
not a numbers guy, but that doesn't seem to add up.
Yeah. So, anyways, I love your guys' show. You guys rock, and I'll talk to you guys later.
All thanks, right, Jerry. Thanks for calling.
Appreciate
the call. Appreciate
it. You bet.
Let's go to a break. We got about 15 minutes left. We'll come back.
Real quick, we've got some more breaking news. Apparently, about a half hour or so ago, Turkish troops just rolled into the Kurdish enclave in Syria despite U.S. warnings telling them not to.
Oh, boy.
And with that, if you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Again, our number, 530-605-4567.
And just in case you didn't catch it, this is The Beatles and The Night Before.
We said our goodbye.
Join us for the State of Jefferson 2018 Banquet and Fundraiser. It'll be held Saturday, February 17th at the Anderson VFW Hall. Doors open at 5 with a catered tri-tip or chicken dinner served at 5:30. You'll enjoy great food and awesome prizes, as well as live and silent auction items. All proceeds will benefit the Jefferson Legal Fund. Tickets are $35 each, or get a pair for $60. Cost for a table of 8 is $500 and includes 8 dinners and $600 in prize tickets. In Shasta County, call Chris Kellstrom at 530-526-2352 for tickets or more information. In Tehama County, call Patty Smith at 530-586-2166. We'll see you Saturday, February 17th at the Anderson VFW Hall, 3210 West Center Street in Anderson. And remember, the time has come for 51.
The time has come for 51 in the Jefferson State of Mind.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new vines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this
this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well-versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com. Set me free, what's up, you pay? Get out my life, what's up, you pay? You really don't want me to just keep me hanging on.
That's out of the vault. I bet you.
Yeah, just most, a little bit.
Most people don't even know who that is. And
most of the classic rockers probably recognize the song.
I didn't recognize the band, and I usually consider myself fairly literate in musical.
Yeah, that was pretty good. I ran across that this morning. Vanilla Fudge, just in case you wanted to know.
Yeah, it's going back a little ways.
Yeah.
Well, I have a new band to explore in their library. Darn.
Yeah, that Black Sabbath, you can go back.
Oh, I know Sabbath
now. I'm really surprised you didn't know that one.
We have a caller on the line or
We've
two?
Got a couple.
Okay, start
I
out
guess with... We'll start with Jackie from Reading. Is that right, Bob?
That's right.
Good morning, Jackie.
Yes, good morning. I'd like to further discuss the illegal situation with the aliens from Mexico.
Sure.
There is a drug cartel map. I invite you and the rest of the viewers to get on the computer. And every acre of Mexico is controlled by a drug cartel.
I believe
and
that.
And that leads us to wonder why they are allowing people who are not citizens of the United States come up here, what that will lead to. And my natural resources professor at San Jose State said that Mexico should be one of the wealthiest countries in the world.
Should be.
But because of the corruption, it is, as you know, a third world country. Japan has virtually no natural resources, and yet, as you know, it's probably the third leading economy in the world because of the law-abiding citizens in Japan.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Very important things to think about.
I appreciate that.
And the actual number of dreamers is much more than 800,000. Some people are estimating it at 5 to 10 million.
Well,
that's all I wanted to say. You can discuss it at your will.
Well, Bob, we appreciate
all right,
the call.
Thank you for calling in.
It's true. I mean,
Who was it that said that Mexico was a beep hole?
It is a rat hole.
I think it was. I think it was Bush or Biden or Obama. I think it was Obama actually said that. We'll have to Google it. Anyway,
We do have another caller.
Well,
I'd
like to answer one of her questions really quick, and she said, you know, where's the people that control these drug cartels coming here to leave, where will that lead? Well, take a walk around Reading.
Yeah, it's not
it's
good.
It's where it's led.
Yeah, it's not good. Yeah, so anyway.
And with that, we have Art from Reading on the line. Good morning, Art.
Yeah, hi. How are you guys?
Hey, we're doing good. You?
Fun never stops.
I want to enlarge on this subject a little bit because I've thought a lot about it, and I thought a lot about it long before it got to this point. A Jerry Brown shirt and the Democrats completely control the state. Brown is on his last legs as governor. I think he's into his last year. The kind of stuff you see coming from him now is just the beginning. Before he gets out, he's gonna pull other moves that at least people in the North State oppose. Here's the point. There is only one political system that can stop Brown and the Democrats here and what they're doing. That's the federal government. That's Donald Trump. Now, I know Trump has a lot on his plate and what he has to deal with in Washington right now. But Trump has the power, and he has the federal agencies that can take this governor to court at more than one level and get court judgments against them and then levy penalties and fines if it's not followed. Trump is the only way that California is going to be brought into line. And if he doesn't do it, if Brown walks out of office with even more of this stuff that he shoved down the throats of people in this state, then other states will follow as an example. Trump has to take on California at some point, and I think it has to be done while Brown shirt is still in office. It has to be done while he's here. He has to use federal agencies, the DOJ, Homeland Security. He's got the agencies. They have to come up with a plan to take on California and stop him. And that's the only way it's going to get stopped.
I think his new executive order is the plan, and I posted it online. And I think that it allows him, through the Department of Homeland Security, to actually freeze these guys' assets because it's a national security issue at this point.
Well, you start with the money, and then certainly that is the first step. Trump can do that, and, of course, there'll be a court challenge over it. That's fine.
Sure.
But a lot of this stuff is going to end up in court, and it's going to end up in a federal court. And if it goes that far, it can end up in the Supreme Court. But you have one state in this entire country who's rowing against federal law and getting away with it. And it has to be stopped. And Trump's the only one that can stop it.
Well,
no one else can. It takes the power, the money, the weight, the muscle, and the lawyers in the federal government to take California to court on various levels. Can you imagine?
And when California doesn't comply,
the votes to illegal aliens because Jerry Brownshirt gave him driver's license. I mean, this stuff wouldn't last a day in court.
Well, to answer Fred's question, if they don't comply, they seize all their assets. I mean, he has the power right now to seize all their assets, put them in jail, put them in prison. He can do that. Will he do it? That's another question we will have to see and keep our fingers crossed, because I think when Trump said in the fall that, this is the calm before the storm, I think this is kind of what he's talking about, the above.
What does that look like? Does it look like a federal occupation of California?
No, it looks like a legal maneuver in order to get control over the out-of-control state that is putting its nose and thumbing its nose at federal law.
Right.
Because it has to, because otherwise you've got anarchy in the state.
Has to be adjudicated in court.
Yep.
The judgments against the state of California and against the governor himself, if that's the case.
And if it's a national emergency, it allows him to use the military. Is it a military occupation? I don't think so. I think they can use the military in specific strike zones in order to get control of these out-of-control bureaucrats.
Well, Brown shirt has thrown down the glove. He's laid out the gauntlet. He's went right for Trump's face, and Trump's going to have to deal with it. And I don't know if he will or not. God he does.
We'll find out. Thanks for the call.
Well,
right. See you next
time. Thank you. We're running out of time. We're at the end of the show.
Government is force, and it is not reason. It is not eloquence. It's force. Force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. Keep that in mind.
And you've been listening to KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
This has been Sovereign Minds. Stay tuned for We the People on KCNR Shasta Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. It is now day two of the government shutdown.
Now, Senate Democrats need to open this government back up. Stop holding our troops and children's health insurance hostage. End this reckless shutdown that is inflicting needless uncertainty on our country.
That's House Speaker Paul Ryan. Democrats are demanding an immigration deal before they sign on to a short-term funding bill that would give Uncle